Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Welcome to the Foundation Series. This isn't a quick set of thoughts or isolated teachings. This is a journey we're walking through slowly together. Each topic in this series will unfold across multiple posts because these truths aren't meant to be rushed. They're meant to be built on, layer by layer, until the foundation is solid in us. And we begin exactly where everything must begin. Foundation Series, Episode 1, The Godhood of Jesus, Why This Matters. Before we talk about salvation, redemption, forgiveness, or anything else, we have to start here. Because everything else in the Christian faith rises or falls on this one question. Who is Jesus? If Jesus is not God, then salvation becomes uncertain at its core. The cross becomes the act of a good man instead of the saving work of God himself. Grace becomes weakened, and our confidence before God is always incomplete. But if Jesus is God, fully, truly, eternally, then salvation is not fragile. It is finished. It is secure. It is God accomplishing what we could never accomplish for ourselves. This is not a side doctrine. It is the foundation under every other truth we will talk about in this series. When Jesus speaks in Scripture, he does not leave his identity vague. He declares it. He says, "Before Abraham was, I am," John 8:58. Taking for himself the divine name revealed in Exodus, he says, "I and the Father are one," John 10:30, and again, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father," John 14:9. And in his prayer, he speaks of sharing glory with the Father before the world existed, John 17:5. These are not poetic statements. They are claims of divine identity. The apostles understood him this way as well. John opens his gospel by saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh," John 1:1-14. Paul writes that Christ is the image of the invisible God, Colossians 1:15, and that in him all the fullness of deity dwells bodily, Colossians 2:9. He even calls him our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, Titus 2:13, and Hebrews declares the Son as the exact representation of God's being, Hebrews 1:3, even addressing him as God, saying, "Your throne, O God, is forever," Hebrews 1:8. And this understanding didn't begin in the New Testament alone, it was already being pointed to. Isaiah speaks of one who will be called Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Isaiah 9:6. Micah describes a ruler whose origins are from everlasting, Micah 5:2. David hears the Lord said to my Lord, Psalm 110:1. And Isaiah announces his coming as Emmanuel, God with us, in Isaiah 7:14. The story has always been pointing in this direction. So why does this matter so deeply? Because only God can do what salvation requires. Only God can carry the weight of sin, conquer death, and bring life from what was dead. That is why the cross is not simply an example of love, it is the action of divine rescue. If Jesus is not God, then the cross is reduced. But if he is, then the cross becomes the very power of God to save. And that is why this is not something we place on the edges of faith. It sits at the center of everything. Because we are not just talking about titles, we are talking about who saves us. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.